there are some empaths that will try to understand what black suffering is to a degree, but I've had a therapist that was white that actually really told me once, honestly, and I thank God she did this honest with me. I said, this is during the whole Black Lives Matter thing. I was like, you know, you can understand like what it's like to be black, right? And she's like, no, honestly, I can't. And I said, well, you can try and like put yourselves in my shoes and like, you know, and she's like, no, actually I can't. And it took me a while I wasn't sure how I'd feel about that, you know, but it took me a while to like understand. Mm-hmm. Like yeah. She okay, I can understand why she says that, because it's true. Because it's like, that'd be like me. That'd be like
true as
that, yeah. That'd be like me. That'd be like me being like yeah. I understand what it's like to be a woman who's pregnant and gave birth. No, I understand. I know I'm a man, but I understand. Like yeah, you get pregnant, and you give birth. No, I understand. Like yeah, I get it. Yeah. No, I can't.
No, you can't.
No, I can't.
So she was really true.
So she was being honest.
That's the fucking part, because you don't find them. You know, you will never find a white person to do that hardly. So, actually, shit, I kind of find that refreshing.
For questions, comments, and to show your support, visit us on the web at afroempath.com.
They're not, you know, struggling to survive, so they have all the time and the freedom and all that to even get deeper into a lot of, you know, that
correct, but what there's
our stuff.
Yeah, it is. But I'll say one thing. There's one thing with that though. Even though they have all the information, the juice, right? The juice has to come from love, and they don't have that juice. You know what I'm trying to say? And unless they are sincere, unless they're sincere empaths, they don't have any fucking power behind what the fuck they're doing. So that's why I can't stand listening to the half of these fucking idiots.
Because you can feel it. That
exactly. It's just like
it.
Exactly nothing
look,
behind it.
It's just fucking no, there's no soul, no energy.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's just bland, like some chicken with no salt and pepper. Or
exactly.
Like
it's
that.
Like they'll talk about fucking rescuing animals more than they'll talk about the prison system or some shit. I'm like, what the fuck? I mean, I love cats, but guess what? A cat can live out in the street and be fucking fine.
All kind of people, you know. I talk to anybody.
Yeah.
So yeah. So you know, if I don't have anything against you or you haven't done me wrong, you know, I don't. I'm not going to out, you know, be like, I can't be friends with you, you know, all that. You white motherfuckers, this, that, and the third. You know what I'm saying? I take things on a case by case basis.
Of course,
so,
yes.
You know, the girl's friendly. She's an associate of mine. You know, I could call her a friend. I use the term loosely.
Yeah.
Because, you know, people throw it around so much. It doesn't even mean what it should mean, you know, because I consider friends something different than people saying, oh, that's my friend. I'm like, I just don't say that's my friend.
Correct,
and you
yes.
have to really be my friend.
You got to earn that shit, yeah.
For me to say that. But so anyway, so she's, I guess, somebody I'm cool with. I'll just put it like that.
Mm-hmm.
But she is so like that. She's one of these PETA, you know, animal rights activists. She's gung-ho about that, but like, and she gets all up in your ass. Oh my God, look at this animal abuse all up on social media. This is wrong. This is wrong. Look at this in the zoo and about the monkeys and all. Oh, just going ham about this, that, and the third. But, you know, the black man just got shot, got his ass kicked, killed
mm-hmm.
in the car on live TV. Facebook Live, you know what I'm saying? No motherfucking compassion, no empathy whatsoever, nothing. This is the same species you are, bitch, supposedly. You know what I'm saying? That's what you've been told. So, like, but the color was just like, oh my gosh, that just put, it's such a barrier to where they can't, I don't know what I'll tell you.
Thank you for actually asking me. And what it is actually is that if they were to empathetically, because as an empath, you have to be able to put yourself in the other person's shoes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And be able to feel what they feel. If they were to do that, it would literally completely and utterly shut them down to the point where they would not be able to function and even survive. Does that make sense? In terms of that.
So you're saying the ones that are empathic, because a lot of them aren't. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, I'm saying there are some empaths that will try to understand what black suffering is to a degree, but I've had a therapist that was white that actually really told me once, honestly, and I thank God she did this honest with me. I said,
I said,
yeah, I said, I said, you know, like this is during the whole Black Lives Matter thing. I was like, you know, you can understand like what it's like to be black, right? And she's like, no, honestly, I can't. And I said, well, you can, but you can try and like put yourselves in my shoes and like, you know, and she's like, no, actually, I can't. And it took me a while to, I thought, I wasn't sure how I'd feel about that, you know, but it took me a while to like understand. Mm-hmm. Like yeah. Okay, I can understand why she says that because it's true. Because that'd be like me. That'd be like
true as
that.
Fact.
Yeah, that'd be like me. That'd be like me being like, yeah, I understand what it's like to be a woman who's pregnant and gave birth. No, I understand. I know I'm a man, but I understand. Like, yeah, you get pregnant and you give birth. No, I understand. Like, yeah, I get it. Yeah. No, I can't.
No, you can't.
No, I can't.
So she was really true.
So she was being honest.
That's the fucking part because you don't find them. You know, you will never find a white person to do that hardly. So, actually, shit, I kind of find that refreshing.
Yeah, it was okay. So it made me understand. Okay, so that's it. She just actually can't. And like most people, like it's like they're not going to admit that. And then you know, it's like if they do have the sincerity to do that, they can only do it to a certain degree before, like I said, before their nervous system would just shut down. Because I know, like me, I'm strong. We go through a shit ton, and I'll tell you what, right now, like
we're the strongest.
Absolutely,
you can't deny that we're the strongest. And just listen, the average. Thing, the average day-to-day that a black person goes through, and we're not even talking about the worst day, just the average day, just yeah. The shit we have to go through would pretty much tear a white person down.
And I gotta say as a black man, and I'm not trying to be, you know, I understand black women have it, but you gotta understand as a black man it is even worse.
I'm not one of those ones that I can't see the difference, and I'm not trying to have a competition on that.
Yeah.
I understand it.
Yeah.
And I understand that as a male, just, you know, with all it entails on being that gender, you know, the function, how you guys function, how you operate, you're more of the front. You're just like if you have an operating system, the male is the front end. You understand what I'm saying? So the male goes out in society and gets the brunt of it. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, and we're supposed to be providers, and we can't in the society. Right. That's the worst part about it, you know?
Providers in society. I understand. I fully understand. Yeah. I'm not one of these ones that can't see this, okay?
Yeah, of
course.
So
I understand that even in a patriarchal society to where women are now kind of in this independent and doing, trying to move into, you know, they're moving into the male space to where they're out doing things too, it's still not what the male goes through because they're out in that space, but they're not holding the same space as the male does. So I clearly see the difference, and I understand what you're saying. I agree. Mm-hmm. The black male has the hardest time on the planet of anybody, mm-hmm. as far as having to go out in society and maneuver around and to do what you have to do. And that's why, you know, you're the most vulnerable. You know what I mean?
I do. Absolutely. I mean, It's a target.
The biggest target is on the black male.
It is, because we have the white man after us. We have, and it's some strange sexual fantasy way, the white woman after us.
We, right, you know, then, and it's more of a vampiric.
Yeah, it is, exactly.
I would really want black men to understand, because, you know, there's a lot of black men that they'll like, oh, well, pussy's pink, you know what I mean? And hey, you know, I'm just going to be with whoever is not going to stress me out, and you know what I'm saying? And whoever's going to cater to me as a man, and I ain't got time to be dealing with that, you know, all that shit. And then they think they're in this great situation. And then they have some type of, you know, also complexes to where, you know, they feel like, okay, I've achieved something as a man if I got a white woman, because now I feel like I'm being accepted as a man, because for so many years you were told you couldn't have this, you couldn't do this, and you were less than a human being. Oh, I got a white woman. That's some type of validation for this nigga. You understand what I'm saying? So he feels all this type of power. He feels like he has a power boost, and he's being elevated in society by that shit. So that's another reason why they do that shit. But they don't realize, I'm like, damn, you just got sold a lemon, and you just got sold a raw deal. That's just like a fucking a wolf when he smells blood, but it's on a sword, and he keeps licking. It's like you think you're getting something, you're tasting something good that you think tastes good, but you're killing yourself because these women will never be able. It's just like energy, you know. Mm-hmm, yep. You're talking about energy.
You can give to them, but they can't. Yeah,
energetically exactly. Incompatible.
Yep.
It's never gonna work. I don't care how motherfucking brainwashed you are. I don't care how Europeanized, Westernized this black man has steeped his mind in. Mm-hmm. Energetically, mm-hmm. It's never going to be balanced. And so that imbalance in itself is going to cause problems because, you know, she's compensating for what she doesn't have, and you're her fucking battery. You're her energy source.
Correct.
And it's vampiristic. They just want to feed on you. Not you, but the black man. You know what I'm saying? They want to feed on you, and they're looking for you to support their fucking life force, and they're not giving back, and that's what they don't understand. Even the worst black woman is the black men would have in their mind, like, oh man, this bitch got an attitude, and she's not, you know what I'm saying, she's not respecting me as a man, she's trying to emasculate me. Even the most hood ratchetest ghetto, you know what I'm saying, just out there like, I don't need you, male hate, even the most worst of them still has that energy to where she is giving back. And she's replenishing what's being taken on a certain level. Now, it's mixed in with a whole lot of fucking shit and garbage. I wouldn't fuck with it because...
Fuck that. I don't give a fuck. I'm diverging.
No, you're going to have to diverge. I'm going to tell you that because that bitch is so unstable. She will knock you off balance. But I'm just saying, on an energetic level, the black woman cannot just take from a black man without giving something back in return. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you come together, even sexually, if you exchange, there's gonna be some exchange.
Yeah.
That black woman's gonna nourish you some type of way.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? She's gonna give you some type of you know, energetic, nutritional nourishment, some type of way.
Mm.
You know, it's, you don't wanna fuck with her too long because it's too negative. She's gonna be unstable. But I'm saying, in her nature, it's like that. The white woman is just like a vampire. Look at these fucking Kardashians, okay? Let's look at this shit. Look at these goddamn Kardashians. Look at this bitch that married Tiger Woods. Look at all these bitches, okay? Look at the evidence. The proof is in the pudding.
I understand. I get you. I get you. OJ, who knows what happened with that, but... Who knows what happened with that, but...
He killed her.
Yeah, okay, probably.
He killed that bitch. I mean,
what's the metaphysical breakdown of this though? Like, what is it? What is it? So the juice within us obviously is the soul, right? You know, so you're saying that what they don't have that, and that's why we're energetically incompatible, or what? You're trying to say, like, what's the breakdown of that metaphysically?
But okay, so when you're saying the soul, see, you got to break that down because some people have different meanings in their mind with the soul. They think, oh, okay, when I die, it's the soul. But when I'm talking about when I say energetically, I'm talking about the spiritual energy that you have, the, you know, the bodies, the subtle bodies, your aura.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? We have more power. We generate more power. You understand? We have a bigger aura. Mm-hmm. A lot of these people are deficient.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? They're deficient energetically.
Why is that?
Disconnected. So basically what I'm saying, it's just like, if this is physics, this is science, okay? It's just plain physics, okay? It's just like you have a battery, you have a positive end and a negative end. You know what I'm saying? And when you hook those batteries up to those electrodes, that energy is able to travel like through the battery. Okay, and it's regenerating. Okay, so you have your positive end going in and it's going through the electrode. It's generating some energy. And then you have that circulating and going back to the electrode on the negative end. So it's giving back and it's kind of it creates a circulation.
Mm-hmm.
And so this battery, even though this is a bad example because a battery is finite in nature, unless you have a generator that keeps circulating it back.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just use like the generator example. So you have the negative and positive. So you're able to generate that energy and keep generating and circulating it because you have a source and you're tapped into that source. Okay. What I'm saying is these motherfuckers are disconnected. They're disconnected from the earth because they're anti-nature. Okay. They're against nature.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They've killed everything on this planet. Anything that they see that is natural, they want to conquer it somehow. They see it being as different and outside of themselves.
Yeah,
they don't see.
They feel as if they can't be in tune with it or be a part of it, I guess, then they'll dominate it and they'll conquer it and they'll get a thrill from conquering it.
So the fact that they see it like that,
yeah,
that's already a just major disconnect. So
yep,
they seek to disconnect from nature. They don't have a connection to the earth.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the negative end of this whole polarity thing as far as generating energy. Mm-hmm. Now, the upper end, the positive end, is basically when you're talking about the positive end, you're talking about the male and you're getting towards the crown and the head. That's the positive end. They're disconnected from cosmic energy coming down. They're disconnected on all ends. So when you're disconnected, you're not able to generate energy for yourself to build up your own spiritual body, whether that be your electromagnetic field, your subtle bodies, your energy level. It's just like the Dragon Ball Z Goku. They can't power the fuck up. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So they seek power and energy. They're vampiristic. They're parasitic in nature. Mm-hmm. They seek to get energy from other sources.
Mm-hmm.
So look for, okay, I need to generate energy. I need these resources. I need this coal. I need this food. I need to eat another animal. You understand what I'm saying? Like, that whole concept, I'm pretty sure that came in with it came in before then, but I'm just saying, they took it to a whole other level.
I get you.
Very respectful. If we, only when scarcity came into play and we were in situations where the shit started to become harsh, that we went to the level, okay, we need to go out and take another sentient being's life to support our own life. And when we did it with a level of respect, because we realized, God dang, we're taking another person, not another person, but another being's life.
Yep.
That has a right to be here. And we Correct. Did it out of respect, and we prayed over it. And, you know, this concept is kind of in halal and culturism that kind of, you know, trickled down. But, you know, indigenous cultures, they had ceremonies. They gave, like, a lot of honor and respect because they realized what they were doing. And mm-hmm. they were doing that out of necessity. But, like, white people, they just feel like, oh no, this is my right. You know, I need the energy. They got the energy. I'm gonna take it from them, motherfuckers. They get to the point where they'll eat another motherfucking person. Cannibalism is the highest amongst European.
I get you. But here's my thing. Like,
they are very vampiristic.
I don't disagree with you.
They take energy from people all the time.
I get
time.
You. Let me say this though, and you tell me if I'm wrong, but I try to understand things also as an empath, right? Yeah. So imagine that you were we can almost imagine it because we came out of slavery and we didn't know the fuck we were. But I mean, if they were a people that came out of caves, I mean, you tell me if I'm wrong, but they were somehow created or grafted. They weren't obviously the original people, right?
So you're asking me
Yeah, I mean, I have no way to prove it here and now, and I'm assuming you don't either. But there was the Neanderthal project that showed that all non-Africans are part Neanderthal.
Well, so. I mean, that subject, you're getting into a lot of. That shit is like a rabbit hole when you get into that. You know what I'm saying?
That's fine.
Because you get into that where you're trying to find out, you're trying to get an understanding on a physical level of how shit happens, and it kind of deters you.
No, not necessarily.
Not really, but I mean, if you go far into it to where you lose sight of what's important, it gets a little iffy because. Yeah, you could say, oh yeah, okay, I believe they're grafted, this, that, the other, and then that makes them seem like, okay, they're the unnatural ones, this, that, and the third, and they're not the original and all this. But what I'm saying is we all come from something that was created. You understand what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying, but I don't look at that like that. I look at it this way. So
even the original people, before there were any Caucasians, the original life form here, you know, just didn't spring out from here. You know what I'm saying? We're all a mixture of different peoples that were from other places. You know what I'm saying? Start mm-hmm. start we have different star lineages and star cultures and you know, from different parts of the galaxies and stuff to make, you know, these genetic lines here. You know what I'm saying? So everyone was created at some point, and this natural, non-natural. I'm like, okay, yeah.
Let me say this. I actually look at things very, very different and very, I would say, pretty evolved. I look at actually things via the Hermetic principles. So, in the Hermetic principles, it says like and unlike are the same, right? They're just different in degree, right? And all, I forget what it's called, but basically they can meet. They can meet. There. Yeah, they can meet. They can meet. All some things can be reconciled. I forget what it says, but, so I look at like where they came from in terms of their origin, you know what I'm trying to say? And and as an empath, what they had to go through, you know what I'm trying to say? Like think of yourself as being an animal or a beast, and you're just coming into, and then all of a sudden you're mated with humans, and then you become an animal, like a hybrid, you know what I'm trying to say? Which kind of they are now, you know what I'm trying to say? And they're just coming into the knowledge of what it is to be spiritual and what it means to be. So they had to go through a process of understanding who they were. So for that must have been like, for me when I was growing up, you know, and I was in third grade, and I remember the teacher saying something about the black slaves, some of the black slaves this, the black slaves that, and I was like, what the fuck is, I said, that's my history, that's where I came from. You're trying to say
we need to have our own schools and stuff.
Yeah, but no, but look, hear me out. I hear you saying, and I don't disagree, but here's what I'm saying. The point is that I had to learn that my ancestor, that my family came from out of slavery. You know what I'm trying to say? And that was like devastating. All the white kids were looking at me. I'm like, you know, so they're like, oh, so that's you? You know, so I was like, oh, you know, crap. So, you know, so it was a harsh kind of thing to fucking be told when you're a third grader, you know what I'm trying to say?
Right.
And the only black kid in the school. Yeah, so moment, exactly.
All of them were looking at you like,
exactly.
Okay, from this, you must be a lesser
person. Well, they weren't looking at me as a lesser person necessarily. They're just looking at me almost like, almost in a concerned way, like almost like sad for me maybe, or like just like, oh, so that's why you're different, or are you, like, or like, they were like, almost like a weird concern, you know what I'm trying to say? Like, but right, also, but almost in awe. They're children. They still have a little bit of empathy, you know what I'm trying to say? But here's the point. That one point, white people were that. Because they were coming into a human family, right? And they had to realize that they were something outside of that and something a little bit different from that. You know what I'm trying to say? And does that make sense? So you gotta so some of them handle that with anger. You know what I'm trying to say?
Anger because they were, you know, they went through a harsh slavery too. It's not in the written.
Perhaps,
it's not in
the
history, because we're getting all of everything from a Eurocentric point of view.
Yeah.
And so they were the first slaves. You understand what I'm saying? They were.
I've thought about it, but I have no way to prove that. There's no documentation necessarily.
Yeah, you could go back to and look at the Slavic, the Slavics and all that. You could look at a little bit of history, but they were the first slaves.
But I know that. Yeah, but I know we're the, I know that. we were the nobility of Europe. I know that, and I know that they were running around kind of wild. So
yeah, and basically, you know,
that,
they know. That's why they wrote that shit out of their history. Like they put big block letters. They took the whole fucking block of time out. Big block writers put the dark ages in their shit because they know the deal. You know what I'm saying? And they don't teach their kids that shit because they don't want to instill any type of inferiority in them at all. They don't want to stunt their growth and confidence because they know very well what they're doing when they get to the Black History Month and there's only two or three black kids in the class, and they tell their children the history. So that gets, even though at that time you said they were kind of empathetic, and because, you know, they were children, they were concerned.
It,
like,
wasn't,
oh,
it wasn't necessarily empathetic.
And this is what happened to his family, and that wasn't right. But at the same
look concerned.
That's the seed. They're getting pumped up because they're getting all the stories from, and they're looking at their image, and they're getting all these heroes and Heru stories of, you know, valor and victory and
George Washington and yeah, exactly, yeah.
Being pumped up and okay, this is what he did and this is what he contributed, and there are people that look like him. So they're getting pumped up. So they're getting set up to be, you know, not have any like psychological hangups or, you know, inferiority complex. They're pretty confident when they go out there. You know what I'm saying? They feel like they don't feel insecure about, okay, well, I can go out here and I can create anything I want because, you know, that's what my ancestors did and I'm ruling society. And
exactly.
And, you know, I don't have a feeling like I can't make it. They have a disillusionment if they get out there and can't make it because they've been taught all their lives that, of course, you're going to fucking make it. You know what I'm saying? Of course you're going to be able to do this. You can do anything you fucking want. Look at what we did. We did all this shit. You know, so they're being pumped up. And at the same time, they're being pumped up. The black child is being shown that, okay, this is where you come from. This is the lowest in society. You were under oppression, this, that, and the third. And it just creates this whole, you know,
inferiority complex.
It creates this kind of split in the mind. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's just this whole split at that time that takes place. And so, but as the same black kid and the same white kid that was in that class and had that understanding and that empathy and all that kind of stuff.
It wasn't empathy like that. No, it wasn't like an awe. It was like a weird kind of like curiosity, right. Concern, but it wasn't empathy like he felt like he was going to cry. It was empathy like he was like, oh, so that's why you're, oh, so that's you. It was more like, so that's you. But
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, it was weird. Yeah.
But still, it was the most innocent you're ever going to see with a white person.
Correct.
But I'm just saying, as time goes on and those two people, let's just use those as an example.
Yes.
Those same two kids, yep, as they grow older, as that seed was planted that day,
yes,
as they grow older, that changes into something different and it looks a lot different.
It does.
You know what, what it looks like.
I do, absolutely.
And how it changes as time goes on and they get older.
Absolutely. But white supremacy has to be justified. Slavery then becomes justified because, well, we've created all these great things, you know? So, you know, like... Okay, so I guess that was an unfortunate.
Okay, they start developing things in their mind to say, okay, well, you come, you know, look where I come from, and we built society. Like they really feel like we built civilization. We contributed everything. You really haven't done anything. Like we've done everything. They feel like that
because
they've been indoctrinated. And so when it comes the time to, okay, now I'm in a position. I graduated from school. I'm in a position to where I can hire and fire now. You know, they have a certain view about you. And it started all in that fucking class, okay?
No, I get it. And I'll say the beauty of that, metaphysically speaking, is that I would say that, like, you know, there's a certain playing field that's like, okay, at one point, we as African people, we had the best of everything. You know what I'm trying to say? In Africa, Africa has the most, without undeniably, the most rich place on Earth.
I'm not saying that for ego, like Africa. I'm saying it is what it is.
Yeah. So listen, and the way we had everything, now guess what? They get to have everything. So when we had everything and they had everything and we went through slavery and they came out of the caves, we're going to see at the end of the day who used their true faculty, which is not their intellect to control others, but their heart. To fucking become the in this new age a god.
They're not using their intellect. Don't be fooled. If you think they're using intellect, then we're on the wrong page. They're
what
not
do you mean?
Using. If they didn't come to this using intellect,
what did they use?
They come to this using straight barbaric savagery, violence.
Yeah, that's what I mean by intellect. Yes,
That's aggressive and it's violent. It's physicality.
Yeah, and that's an intellect.
Somebody with dominance. It doesn't take intellect to do that. You know, a meathead could do that. You understand?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. They're not completely stupid. Obviously, they're obviously mixed with our DNA. So they obviously have brains. But that's not going to.
Let's take the argument. I understand what you're talking about. Of course, they're using intellect to maintain the status quo. they've gotten what they got through violence, okay? Let's just be honest. And they're using intellect to maintain the status quo, which they're doing a good job of that. And they're you know, they're doing a little chess game, and they're maintaining the status quo. But let's just be honest. You said this is how they got there. They didn't get there. Because take the violence out. Let's really pose this question. Take all of the violence out. Take the guns out. Take all of that war out, mm-hmm. all that. And you're trying to say them using intellect alone, and that's it.
They're using their intellect to they're using their intellect and no heart, okay, and no empathy at all, to do a cold and calculated takeover of nations of people,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
To the point where most indigenous people would not even think that way. Like, for example, Native Americans literally could not. We're going to buy this land. What do you mean you're going to buy the land? You mean you buy land? The fuck? Exactly. But that's a thing. When I say intellect, meaning they are thinking in a way of just a certain cold calculated way to how they can dominate. You're trying to say without any.
Back it up with violence. That's the whole thing I'm trying to say. It
can't yes, be done with it. I agree,
They're like, what the fuck do you mean?
I know.
This white man talking about, is he fucking crazy?
I know.
And they laugh about it and they go on, but they have to enforce it.
Exactly. But the intellect comes first. Obviously, they don't just get you by taking over you with force, right? Because they know they can't do that. With a lot of people, you know what I'm trying to say, with most countries, because they just are outnumbered, right? So what they do is actually they begin to take over your mind, right?
Yes.
So they first bring in the people that are the missionaries, or they bring, and then they teach them the religion, or most importantly the language. And once you speak their language and you agree to the language, right? So if
right there.
Exactly. So because if a white man just go and put, you know. Like, if I'll put it this way, if someone's gonna just like capture me, you know, if I can speak the language, but the fuck are you doing? You know what I'm trying to say? I can't fucking understand you. I fight back. But if they're like, oh well, la 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 la, this is the code of the penal of the sanction of the, this is the, you know, the section code 8859. Oh shit, section code 8859 says I can't fish here because I don't have a license and I need to go to license.
Like, what's section code?
Exactly.
I don't know. What's
I don't know. Just put your X here. Put your X here, and I'll give you some fire water. That's yeah. what I mean by intellect. You know what I'm trying to say?
Okay. And that's I call fucking trickery. But
yeah, that's fine. But what I'm saying is the intellect is not the highest level. The highest level is the spiritual man.
That's
what Bobby Hemmet said. He said that in the ancient Egyptian world, they said that there was three types of people. There was the automaton, which is just the person that is automated. You know what I'm trying to say? And then there's the intellect, which is, you know, the next level, just, which the intellect is the people that run the automaton. So they're like, you know, your doctors, your Donald Trumps, your accountants, your politicians, you know what I'm trying to say? The people mm-hmm. that look at the world and, you know, on the five sense level and dominate the five sense world. And then you have your spiritual man, you know what I'm trying to say? Who by understanding spirituality, you already mastered all the other levels. I'm trying to say by being spiritual, you already reached a certain level of intellect that they can never understand. And you, by that, you then now you can eventually, as a spiritual man, you can master the, you know, this whole matrix, you're trying to say, of if you evolve enough. And so they're, you know, like they, how do I put it, now in this age, the spiritual man basically is going to overcome we know we're going to win this war, obviously, with physical means, because they have guns, tanks, drones, and nukes. You know what I'm trying to say? So we knew that, well, you know, eventually I found out that we're going to have to win this through, you know, the occult. You know what I'm trying to say? Through our spiritual sciences, which, they may know it, but they don't have the juice to implement it. They might have had some juice for a little bit, because compared to us coming out of slavery and being in the church, they still had something, you know what I'm trying to say? But that was just juice they stole from us, you know what I'm trying to say? But, and we gave them out of fear. But now that we're, you know, we're approaching this new age, this, you know, with the spiritual man, you know, this, and even this was only a test for us, I'm trying to say. So it's like we can look back at it and we can dissect it all, but we created this as a test for us.
It sure is. And that goes back to what, you know, I was saying in the last conversation when I was talking about, you know, we needed, in order to experience growth, we need that opposing
force.
That's
how
that's why you descend down into duality.
Correct.
It's just for growth. You understand what I'm saying?
Correct.
Because you need something to oppose you to create that square and that friction, because that opposing force, you're pushing against it. Like I gave you example, take one hand and it just, it's up, going up and down, and then take the other hand, go horizontal. It can't go anywhere. It's perpendicular to that. So the only thing it could do, if you keep pushing, it just goes up. Mm-hmm. You see that friction that creates that growth, that upward, you know, growth like that. So yeah, that's basically what it is. You know, we needed a challenge. We needed that challenge for growth.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And so on that note, it's 3:33.
I must have said the right thing when I mentioned Music Soul Child. That was it. You started going on a tangent. I was like, I got her for another hour. Yes.
I told you, you do that to me. I don't know. It's you. It's you. Nobody else get me to talk like that. You know what I'm
saying?
Good.
Well, I take that as a compliment,
like,
then.
I'm done. I can't do it, but
it's
know,
a spirit. The spirit. Good. It's a spirit.
It's spirit. It's definitely
when
the spirit.
When we speak, you gotta realize
that 3:33 is confirming it, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The masters are in our presence.
Exactly.
Right now.
We're opening up. We're freeing. Like through. Like I know within me, I've got the ancestors that are locked in. You know, their souls are channeled through me. And so when I speak and we let this shit open, then it's like that helps free them. So it's like.
Yes.
These conversations need to happen. You know, that's why
that energy is built up within me. And you know, I hold these conversations, but it's built up within me to the point where it needed to be released. I had already started writing a book. I had wrote a book before, and because the shit just you can't hold it. If you do, I guess we all go
either,
through our own spiritual test.
If you do build or destroy.
It's not going to be good. As I'll put it that way.
Of course.
Because we all have soul contracts.
Correct, yeah.
So one way or another, you have to honor that. It, regardless of how you do it, you need to honor it. So.
Correct.
On that note,